Streetlight Cadence is a local boy band that is definitely going places. Its TV show, We'll Play for Food, was just nominated for an Emmy. Now, they're up against a couple of Hawaii entries, and we'll find out who gets the nod next week at the awards gala in California. We talked to Jonathan Franklin, who plays violin in the foursome, about the upcoming tour and the release of its new album, Momentary.
We're stoked because next month we're going to be on Kauai, Maui, Big Island, and Oahu for our big album release tour, our Momentary tour. Momentary is the title of the new album, and we're just really excited about it. This is going to be the biggest concert series we've had in a really long time.
Now, I have to tell you, I stumbled across your music because I was channel surfing on TV, and I saw your show, We Play for Food.
Yeah, We'll Play for Food. It's been a wild ride. We never thought that was going to actually happen, and then it happened, and then we got to travel the world and street perform around the world and make a lot of friends and eat a lot of great food.
You know, and you and I were just talking a few minutes ago about just how some of the most incredible performances are really just out there on the street.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I think attitude, feeling kind of go into places where, I mean, you have to struggle to survive. And I guess the hardest times for us has always been on the sidewalk. And, but I mean, you go back and, I mean, Ed Sheeran was a street performer. There's a great lyrics from all kinds of songwriters just talking about those days when they just played for free and all they could do was just make a little money for change. And I go back to the stories in my mind of when we were just street performers. And like, I remember the day that I made enough money to buy a sandwich and I hadn't eaten for a couple of days, and I'll never forget those moments. And I'll never forget how emotionally I played, because, you know, it was kind of like it was for my food. It felt like life or death. Maybe it wasn't, but it really did feel like it.
But music, I'm sure, is like music for your soul when you play, right?
Yeah. Music is just a way to connect to people. And sometimes you don't have anyone to connect with. And when you go out on the sidewalks, you can connect with a complete stranger, and it's over something that you wouldn't have thought. Like, I remember playing classical music when I first started street performing, and someone would walk up to me and said, I used to play violin when I was little, or my daughter plays violin, and that reminds me of my daughter, or just really special moments. And then they'd put $5 in your case, and then, you know, life was good. But it was always amazing to connect with people over any kind of music, just on the sidewalks.
And I love, because I know when I was traveling in London, they have special places in the subway, you know, where the musicians get special permits, and that's their spot.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool.
Los Angeles is the same way. There's places like Third Street Promenade where you can only play in this particular area, and you have to be a certain amount of distance away from the next person. And there's some sort of regulation, because on the sidewalks, let's face it, there's always someone who's not all there, and they're trying to step on your territory, so to say, to just play music. But having regulations in place are really nice.
And so, like, what are some of your memories of playing out on the streets in Waikiki?
Oh, man. One of my favorite ones, we used to play in front of Yogurtland when it was still there, about a block Diamond Head side of the Duke statue. And we got pretty good, you know, after playing on the sidewalks for years as a band. The audiences got bigger. Like, say it was a Friday night and tourist season, there was just lots of people on the sidewalk. And we probably had 100 people just crowding the streets, and they were clapping and applauding, and there was just a lot of fun. And someone in the condo, on I think like the 9th or 10th floor, was trying to sleep. They had an early morning, I'm sure. And so they called the police for a noise complaint, and a police officer shows up, and he stands in the back, and he just watches for one song, two songs, three songs. And he finally comes up to us, and he said, "Hey, we got a noise complaint. But honestly, I didn't hear any noise." And he walked away. And it was just the most endearing thing. And I've always been encouraged by that ever since.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty incredible. I mean, and too, when you think the folks that have made it, that started on the streets in Waikiki, you know, Bruno Mars,
yeah,
and Taimani Gardner, I mean, you name it. And so it was fun, like I said, that I discovered you on TV. I didn't see you out on the streets, but I'm just really thrilled that you folks are doing well.
Well, thank you for the love. I mean, we're stoked that someone watches the TV show.
Okay. Well, now, so your band has relocated to L.A.
That's right. we thought it was necessary to keep pushing ourselves. We've always been goal setters in the band. When it was on the sidewalks, I remember the first time we made like $50. And we said, okay, well, what's the next goal? Let's try to make $100. And so we changed up our set list, and we dressed a different way, and we said different things, and we just experimented till it worked. And I remember we made like $97 and a bunch of change, and we counted that change, and it just barely broke 100, and we just jumped up, and we screamed, and it was awesome. And then fast forward, we're like, okay, can we win this battle of the bands? And then when we did that, we're like, okay, what do you do now? Let's make a record. Let's submit it for the Nahoku Hano Hano Awards. And we didn't expect to win, but then we won. And then we're like, well, what do you do now? I guess we should try doing it again. Let's do a bigger Kickstarter campaign. Let's try to submit again. And then we won that again. And then we had all these really great gigs around the island, but we didn't feel like we could go much further locally. So the next thing to do is to take the next challenge. The next goal was to try and figure out how to win a Grammy. And in the process of trying to figure that out, we got the opportunity to make a TV show. And so that's what we're doing right now. And maybe one day, long down the road, we could get nominated for a Grammy. But on accident, instead, we got nominated for an Emmy for the show, which it's kind of roundabout, but
yeah, go figure.
We'll take it, you know.
Of the places that you've been to, you know, because I caught the one about Japan and New York.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, what was the takeaway for you as you played in all these different places?
You know, we've done street performing across the world before, and it was always really just to see if we could do it. That was one of our goals when we were, when we decided at first to be a professional band. We said, what do professional bands do? And we said, they go on tour, and we didn't know what that looked like, and no one knew who we were, and we didn't have a decent press kit, so no one booked us at any shows. So ultimately, we found ourselves in major cities across the world, and we had to street perform to pay for groceries, like, and a meal, and to get to the next city to pay for gas. You know, we had to cover our expenses. And it was surprisingly successful. It seemed like everywhere we went, the vibe was the same. People appreciated it. And in places where we made less money, there was just more people to take care of us. And the places where we made a lot of money, we got to splurge and just eat the fanciest food we could. It was a really great time in our lives. And so fast forward 5 or 6 years later, the TV show is really just a remake of what we've done, except in new places with new people. And it's really just going back and kind of reliving those days, but in just reality. I'm really stoked because most of our time is spent in a garage recording music or playing at places that have stages. But I kind of enjoy the moments where you don't know what to expect.
Right.
And you don't know if you're going to make enough money to get through the day. And it's a really cool thing to just kind of relive those days.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't catch you on the street, and I haven't caught any of your concerts. But, you know, I did catch the TV show. So, you know, that medium is introducing you to a different audience.
Yeah.
And so you have a number of I guess singles coming out, right?
Oh yeah, we've got a whole album coming out. Momentary is the title, and this record is about, I guess, those moments in life that forever affect you. And a lot of it's pretty heavy. The topics, some of our friends who've died or have shaped our lives in such a way, but over just a brief moment. And we're really, really proud of it, mostly because we've done it all ourselves. Most of the time, we've always gone to the studio, and we've always paid for someone to record because we didn't have the tools, the microphones, but we decided that this is the one we're going to attempt to make on our own, and we're just stoked with how it came out, and we're just really proud of ourselves. And, you know, it might not be, like, up to, like, Grammy Award-winning producers, but the fact...
Oh, you never know.
But the fact that we did it ourselves just means a lot to us, and I think it means a lot for our future as a band because next time we need to make a song for some reason, we don't have to pay a couple $1,000s to get it done. Instead, we can just do it in our garage and we'll have a new song. And that means we can make more content regularly, faster. And I don't think we could be more stoked on this album.
Okay, so you're a garage band. And let's listen to the cut. And what's the name of it?
This one's called Vinyl Records. It's about just holding a disc from the past, I guess. You know, a vinyl record is literally a wheel of music. And I grew up in the MP3 era where I never held on to music in that kind of way. And someone gave me a vinyl record pretty recently, and I was like, this is so cool. So this is vinyl records.
Sometimes I turn off the radio and go back to a time before, and I play your vinyl records. Needle on a wheel of time, I play those vinyl records. Go back to where you were mine, I play those vinyl records. Spin it like we did before our time was up.
I like it.
Oh, thanks. thanks. There's a lot that you'll probably like on the new album. I think you'll enjoy it.
Gosh, so then the concerts that you have coming up, you know, you're going to fly back to L.A. after this interview.
That's right. And then we're back for Kauai. We're playing at Anaina Ho on North Shore on the 21st of June. We're playing at the Republic on the 27th here. The Mac is on the 28th. And the Kahilu Theater on Big Island is on the 29th. And for those of you musicians and songwriters and anyone who wants to like learn anything about the music industry, the Hawaii Songwriting Festival is one of the most incredible things you can participate in. So really, if anyone's looking to make music, if you're street performers like us, one of our previous band members encouraged us to show up, and we found enough money from them from playing on the sidewalks, and we just showed up, and we didn't have a place to stay, but instead we just found all the love in the world. And we learned how to actually be professional musicians. And that was the transition between us being street performers and I feel like professional businessmen in this music industry.
And so when is that normally?
The Hawaii Songwriting Festival is June 20th through the 22nd. So it's coming up. Like, really, I couldn't encourage it more. Like, we've got to hang out with incredible people like Kenny Loggins. I was mentored by Kenny Loggins for like a hour. He was just a really great
guy. I'm jealous.
You know, we got to hang out with Jason Mraz, and just we're sitting in a room together and they're criticizing your songs, but in the best way. They're like, oh, I feel like this will change the mood by just changing that chord, or I think that lyric means something different than you think it means. And it's just a really, really special experience. I couldn't encourage it more.
Okay, well, thanks for spending time with us. And just real quick, shout out to your band members. And what are their day jobs?
This is it. This is really our day job. We do everything music. We street perform. We play at Disneyland. We play at Universal. And we go on tour, and we do our best to make enough in merchandise. And if anyone buys CDs, we still have CDs for sale. And we hope to have vinyl records on this new album. You know, we'll have every kind of business plan in place. Oh, and if you are interested in working with us on the next season of the TV show, please get in touch with us. StreetlightCadence.com is how you find us.
Okay. And who are your band members?
My band members, Brian Webb is on the cello. Jesse Shiroma is on the accordion. Benjamin Chai is on the drums or guitar, just depending on the song. And then I'm Jonathan, and I play the violin, and everybody sings.
Awesome. And no day jobs. I'm impressed.
Yeah. No, it means we're poor, but it's a good life.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
That was Jonathan Franklin of Streetlight Cadence. For the pop band's full tour schedule, go to our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.